Coming up, reviews of batteries, speakers, laptops, and a desk that goes, woo, woo, woo. It's time to watch
before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Carbonite. Automatically, continually back up your computer files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com and use the offer code Before You Buy to get 2 bonus months with purchase.
Made by Curly Co.
Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, the TWiT show where we review products. We get all of our TWiT staffers to take a look at some of the most interesting new products. Shannon Morris has a day off. She's down at E3 for the big Electronic Entertainment Expo, the game show. But we do have a great program put together for you by Shannon and then just left on our doorstep so that we can do it without her. Let's start off the show today with Justin Robert Young. We gave him something called the MyCharge Power Banks. Let's find out what he thought. Justin?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your old pal, Justin Robert Young, reviewing these My Charger Power Banks. We got two models here, the 3000 and the 6000. At first look, they look pretty good. Here are the pros. Number one, you got three inputs. You got your micro USB, you got your 30-pin Apple charger right there, and then you have just your standard USB. Now, it's very, very handy if you are somebody who charges a lot of devices at the same time. For my job at the Go Game, I do this a lot, and I was very excited to get my hands on it because it was another way that I could just set down a bunch of things and have them all going at the exact same time. Obviously, it being a power bank, you have this opportunity out there on the go. You can always have it on you, and you can make sure you go from, you know, something being dead to being alive, or if you just want to store some power for a while, it can be handy for you. In that case, it's pretty good. The only thing that I would say in my testing is that the battery on the new iPad, both models that came out last year, are so massive that there's really just not a whole lot that these things can do. That's not so much a problem with this product as it is just a reality about the fact that battery capacity on a lot of these devices are just getting bigger and these power banks are going to have to adjust. This one doesn't necessarily get the job done on that particular device. Another drawback, we're only looking at a 30-pin connector and there's no way to get a different component on here. So if you have an iPhone 5 like I do, this thing is useless unless you go ahead and get the adapter to use with it. All that being said, the flashiest thing that anybody will talk to you about these, both of these devices, are that they talk to you. You can go ahead and hit this button, and it'll tell you how much charging is left on the battery, the fact that it is being charged, or which element it is charging to.
Charging Apple device. Low battery. Please recharge.
I did not necessarily find this to be a necessary feature. However, if you're blind, this is great. I don't know what it's like to be blind, but I assume that this would be a delightful element of your life if you had some audio cues as to what to do. Here's the biggest drawback. This form factor is an absolute hog if you are plugging it into an outlet. It flips down here. So many times for standard outlets, when you plug it in, if you want another fat plug to go in on top of it, it just ain't gonna happen. If you are plugging this in on the end of a big power strip or on a power strip, you better hope it's at the end or else you are taking up many, many other spaces. This is, to me, a huge deal breaker. There are so many other battery options that for it to not have some sort of extender cord where you can get a little bit less of a real estate footprint on this thing is a real, real, real drawback. But here's where you're gonna smile. This thing is only $40. It's 13 hours of talk time, and again, charges three devices at once. The Peak 6000 model is 27 hours of talk time to a phone and is about $89. These are fairly competitive prices. On the $40 front, it's actually a very attractive price for something of this ilk. I going to give it a try because I don't really, 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 really cotton to the fact that this form factor is just such a big space hog. But if you are looking for something like this, if you're looking for a power bank, you don't want to spend a ton of money, and you happen to be blind, rejoice, rejoice, this is the product for you. My name is Justin Robert Young. This has been the My Charger Power Banks 3000 and 6000. See you next time.
Thank you, JRY. Justin, of course, co-host of the fabulous NSFW show on this network. And we give him the travel advices because he travels a lot in his work. He's a scavenger hunt planner. I kid you not. And apparently a Miami Heat fan. Thank you, Justin. I was looking at this. I thought, what the heck could this be? Is it binoculars? Is it a TIE fighter? Is it a flask? I don't know. Let's find out. Shannon Morse has a review of the Braven BRV-1.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shannon Morse, and I'm the producer of Before You Buy. And today I have the Braven BRV-1 blast-resistant vehicle. Okay, it's not really a blast-resistant vehicle, but it is called BRV-1, and that stands for a vehicle that is blast-resistant. So apparently this thing is very ruggedized, very waterproof, and it's a nice little Bluetooth speaker that you can use with any of your Bluetooth products. It costs about $179.99, so $180. But I think it's totally worth the price. So first off, the speaker on this guy is supposed to last for 12 hours. And I gotta say, when I tested it over the weekend, it definitely did last for 12 hours, and it only took about 2 hours to charge. So on the back, you have your battery charger underneath this nice little screw top, which I find this a lot easier to use than those stupid little rubber things that you have to pull up and then put back down. Those feel very like they're gonna break, and this is great because you just screw it on. It's a nice little plastic interface, and it keeps all of the interior nice and waterproof. On the back, you have your battery sensor lights. Each one equals 20%, so it's very easy to read how long your battery is going to last. It also has the input voltage, so you can charge it, your output, so you can charge your phone if you want to, and your audio in jack if you don't have a Bluetooth device. When you put this back on, it is ready to take on the road. So, I tried this with water, and at first I thought, maybe I should just splash it a little bit. Yeah, that works kind of fun. Okay, let's try dumping it in the water. Okay, it floats. That's pretty cool. And you can also dump water on the top of it and listen to a bunch of bassy music and have it splurt out like crazy. Oh, you can also throw it at your friends if you want to, but I guess I shouldn't do that to my friends. It is very bouncy. Isn't that kind of surprising? Now, the outside of this is all rubber, so it's going to bounce around. It's very, very rugged. If you accidentally drop it somewhere, say in your kitchen or whatever, you'll be fine. It works just perfectly. I should also mention that you can use this for making calls as well, since it is a Bluetooth-capable speaker. So, my pros and cons for this guy. First off, the pros. It is definitely rugged and tough. I had a lot of fun testing this. And the battery definitely lasts as long as it says it will. And my cons, I only have one. It's not that super bassy, but it definitely gets really, really loud. So all in all, for $180, I gotta say this is definitely a buy, especially if you're a big swimmer or if you go on the road and to Burning Man or whatnot. Again, this is Shannon Morse, and this has been the Braven BRV-1.
Wow! That's what this is.
It's something that's been in the alleyway.
Yeah, I was actually licking it. I probably shouldn't have. I didn't realize she was kicking it down our alley. That's the beautiful alley right behind.
It's quite scenic. It has a great
people live there, you know.
Aroma.
Yeah. The only negative I think on this is $180. But a lot of these portable speakers are in that price range. It just seems like an awful lot to pay for this. But well made. As you could see, she was kicking it around. Thank you, Shannon Morse. She produces Before You Buy, is also the host on Hack 5 and ThreatWire, which you could see at youtube.com/techfeed each and every week. Iyaz Akhtar is here, one of the hosts of TNT, and of course the host of Know How on the Twit Network. And we gave you another crappy phone.
Yes, yeah, so it appears to be another crappy phone, but it's actually the Pantech Perception. And unlike a lot of these other phones, the first thing I notice about it it actually had a pretty good build quality compared to something like the S3. And I
Pantech is known as a low-end Android maker.
They're trying to turn that around. The build quality, this thing seems a lot more like something you'd see from Motorola, that design. You can see that kind
of
style.
It looks
there.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's got a bit of a metal-ish back. It's not metal, but it definitely feels very sturdy. Some big, chunky buttons on the side with a good, satisfying click.
What about specs? Pretty good?
It's middle of the road. It's a $100 phone that runs on Verizon, so it's got it's running Android 4.0.4, so it's a little outdated.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
I mean, immediately, that's going to be the, you probably don't want this.
Ice cream sandwich.
So it's got ice cream sandwich. It's got a ton of Pantech bloatware and Verizon bloatware for people who like that stuff, which I don't know anybody who does. So it's all over here, and there's some gimmicks when it comes to the perception, because it can see what you're doing. It has this gimmicky motion control, so if I want to go through my gallery, I can do this.
Oh, like a Galaxy S4.
I can do this for some reason. I don't know why I wouldn't just flick through, but you can if my hands are, all Jedi-like.
Right.
Really feel like it.
It's Minority Report. Maybe you just did your nails.
Which I constantly am doing. Mm-hmm. But one of the issues with that motion gesture support is that it only supports Gallery and the built-in music app.
Right.
If you use the Play Music app like I do, it doesn't do
anything. Doesn't know about it. That's
so
why.
It's got these great sensors that you can't really use very often. The screen is 4.8 inches, 720p, so not like the latest and greatest. Android is outdated. You got this, really, I'm telling you, this skin that Pantech put on it, not necessary.
It looks like a decent screen. IPS?
IPS, yes. And so, if you want this to be any good, you have to put another launcher on it.
Right.
So on the pros on this, good build quality. I got to say that. Not too pricey at $100. Of course, it's on Verizon, so that's a strong network. That motion control, I'm going to give that a pro. It's gimmicky, but it's kind of neat. It differentiated at $100. Cons, outdated Android, 4.0.4. That's just really old. And this skin on top of Android, you don't need it.
Right.
There's also a very odd placement of the ports up here. There's the micro USB, which is under a door, and then there's the headphone jack. And if you try to connect both at the same time, it is problematic if your cable is too wide.
Right.
And I found this to be, I had to kind of rig mine to work in my car to make this be powered and do the audio.
That's a design error.
That is a design error for what's basically a very good design phone, except for the weird ports there. Right. At $100, I'm going to say, Leo, you're going to love this. A try. It's a try. You know, if it's your first phone, you don't want to pay a lot of money. You're not thinking, I need
an S4.
There
are better free phones out there, or even $100 phones out there than that, though.
I would think it's on par with those. That's the thing. It's not like, it's kind of that middle of the road. Oh, wow, you've got a Honda Civic. That's nice. You're not clamoring for it. It's not the Maserati.
Not the end of the
road.
All right,
Give it a try.
Okay. Very nice. The Pantech Perception on Verizon. I was hoping you'd say don't buy, because then I could say that's not the droid you're looking for, but you didn't give me the opening.
I should have had droids in the gallery, so I could have done the wave, and I blew it.
You missed a big opportunity. This is not the droid you're looking for.
Get him to want it, and you take it back.
Take it back. Hey, thank you, Ayaz Akhtar. TNT, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time on Twit. Your early morning, a dose of tech news. Early morning if you get
early
up
morning,
like I do at 11. Also, of course, Know How, which is every Thursday. Coming up, what are we going to do this Thursday?
This week, we're going to take an S3. We're going to root it. We're going to back it up as well, because it's going to be a two-parter. The following week, we are going to put multiple ROMs on phone, because I like to experiment. But you got to back up first.
Right.
Because when I wreck my phone, I want to put it back.
Want to be able to restore it. Good. That'll be fun. I think a lot of people will be interested in rooting and putting different ROMs on your Android phone. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got an HP Envy 27-inch. That can't be right. 17-inch.
27.
Holy cow. It's a monitor. Wow. Let's take a look at that with Burke McQuinn. And then I'm going to review a desk that goes whoop, whoop, whoop. But not so fast. It's more like whoop. But if you do it fast, whoop, 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 by speeding. Anyway, the show today brought to you by Carbonite.com. Online backup done right. Automatically, continually back up your files to the internet. We talk about this, the $59 a year for everything on your laptop or desktop computer for home. But really, if you're in a business, data loss can be much more significant. I mean, yeah, sure, if it's your home computer, what's on there? Your baby pictures, your financial records. That could be a bad scene if you lose that stuff. But if you're a business and you lose your account records, your accounts receivable, your client addresses, you could be out of business. That's why Carbonite also has plans for small businesses, external drives, servers, and more. Carbonite.com, always one low flat rate, pay by year for however much data you want to back up. Stored off-site so you can always get to it, even if there's a disaster. In fact, You don't have to wait for a disaster. Carbonite is cloud storage, too. So anytime you want to check your data or download a file, just visit carbonite.com on any computer or use their smartphone and tablet apps, and your stuff's right there. Backup your PC or Mac, just $59 a year. Backup your entire office for as little as $99 a year. You got to try it. Carbonite.com, no credit card required. Just 2 weeks free when you use your offer code before you buy. Before you buy. Carbonite, C-A-R-B-O-N-I-T-E.com. And when you use the offer code before you buy, you'll get 14 months for the price of 12. Two free months when you purchase Carbonite. You got to back it up to get it back. So do it right with Carbonite. Burke McQuinn is a jack of all trades. You see him a lot wandering around the studio fixing things. He's our fix-it guy and an expert in audio and hardware. And we thought we'd give him a new display. Is it a display or a computer? It's hard
it's
to say.
It's an IPS.
It's an IPS LED backlit monitor, the HP NV27. The reason I ask is there seems to be a lot of stuff, buttons and stuff at the bottom.
Well,
it's just a sticker. Oh, okay. are those speakers?
Yeah, integrated speakers.
Yeah, talking to the mic. For a guy who works in audio, you think you'd know that. I made you lean over. It's my fault.
I botched the pre-recorded segment.
So. Did you? Well, let's take a look and see how well you botched it.
No. We're not playing it.
We're not going to play it because it.
Brian? Yes.
What happened to it? Did you accidentally erase the tape?
No. Ran out of time. And it was awful.
You tried.
Right.
So this is $429.99, which is a very good price for a 27-inch display. So what did you think?
It's okay. I liked it. The colors were really good.
IPS means you get good IPS. Viewing
yep.
angles,
had,
right?
Had good blacks. It was mm-hmm. very bright. Mm-hmm. The colors looked accurate. It's got Beats.
HP bought into HTC or bought into Beats Audio, didn't they? Or maybe not. Maybe it was HTC who did. But that's the Dr. Dre headphone
right.
thing. Some people say, yeah, it's just a brand name. So those are speakers?
Those are speakers that are integrated into the monitor.
Okay.
They're 6 watts a channel.
And how many speakers are there?
Just two.
Okay. Left and right?
Right.
Okay.
That's
what do they sound like? Can you play something?
Well, that's what I was trying to do just now.
You having trouble?
I can't get the audio to get okay. go through the display port.
Well, when you did it before, what did it sound like?
Well,
you were able to do it before, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Without the Beats turned on, it sounded horrifying.
Yeah.
Like I cannot believe that anyone would ever make anything
tinny and thin.
Awful.
I think they do that on purpose so that when you turn Beats on, it sounds okay.
That is exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Turn on Beats, it sounds much better.
Yeah. Beats generally adds a little bit of low end to the
There's sound. A lot of low end. Yeah, it's probably a little bit of DSP. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I've seen some reviews for this thing out there where people are like, oh, it's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. They've obviously not been around because it's not even middle.
This is your
field. If you're an audiophile, this is the monitor for you.
Yeah.
Not true.
I think Beats is one of those brands where it's more about brand than it is about quality.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's probably better to have, as an option for most devices than not, but I certainly wouldn't.
Well, the real question is, when somebody buys a display, how important is it that the built-in speakers are good? Because most of the time, you're going to have external speakers.
Yeah,
right?
I would say nothing.
Yeah. And at this price, you don't really care if the speakers are that good.
Well,
that's a pretty good price for a 27-inch display, isn't it?
I'm
thinking of the Apple that I bought, which was $1,000, twice as
there,
much.
There are better. And they're cheaper and they're more expensive. It's kind of middle. It's kind of upper middle of the road.
All right. What about pros and cons? What do you like about it? What's on the back there? What kind of settings do they have? I noticed, by the way, that off angle stand. That's a little odd too.
Yes, that's one of the cons actually. Is the only adjustment is tilt.
You can't. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no Visa mounts.
You can't Visa mount it. Okay.
Like a bar. It's
right.
This little bar right here. So
right.
No height adjustment.
It looks like it takes VGA. Does it take HDMI?
Yes. HDMI, DisplayPort, VGA.
Okay.
It's also got audio input. It's got digital out. It's got subwoofer out.
That's one thing I, by the way, noticed that the big difference, the panels are fairly cheap. You can go to MonoPrice and get a cheap panel, but what you don't get is all those different connection options.
Correct.
So if you're paying $429 for this, it's because you're getting all of that. Well, in fact, a subwoofer is an interesting idea.
One would think. I mean, for me, If I'm going to pay $500 for a monitor,
right.
I want the bells and whistles. I want built-in USB hub. I want, maybe a card reader.
Right.
I want it to have a good dot pitch, which this doesn't have.
What's the resolution on that?
Maximum resolution is 1080.
Oh, that's very disappointing at 27 inches.
And the dot pitch is 0.311.
Oh, that's very poor.
See, at 2 feet, you can see pixels.
Yeah. That's not what we call a retina. Right. It's a 1080p display. It sounds like maybe it's more intended for watching TV and movies than it is for a
That's
computer
kind
display.
Of, it seems like what they're sort of,
yeah,
you know, marketing it as.
However, I'd want at least
it's very expensive for something that's like that. And
So low resolution, low dot pitch.
Low dot pitch, great color.
Bad audio, good color.
The audio is not bad. It's okay.
Not great
it's
audio.
Not, yeah, it's not okay. The best.
It doesn't have USB connections on the back? It doesn't.
No.
It just has video and audio connections.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to give it a try.
why not?
How is that possible, bro?
it's not horrible.
Not horrible.
Who should buy this?
It's a good monitor. It's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad product.
Right.
If you can overlook, it's, a lot of people don't see.
They don't want USB.
They don't see the dot pitch.
Right.
They don't even notice. I go around. That's the first thing I see.
I think at that price, the resolution is too low.
I agree.
This looks
more like a television.
Is what it is.
It's a small television.
Right.
It's a pricey small TV. Yes,
that's the pricey problem, small TV. Yeah.
So for $500, you could get a fairly decent television that you could use as a monitor that might probably be better.
Well, I think maybe for a student for a dorm room where the kid, wants a second. If dad's paying, yeah.
Absolutely.
Burke gives it a try. I'm not going to overrule you, Burke. You get to choose. And I think that it's for a limited audience. Let's put it that way.
It's your money.
Worth a try. It's your money. What if it were your money? Would you spend it?
No.
No. Okay. See, that sounds like a don't buy to me. But that's, I'm not going to overrule you, Burke. I think everybody gets the message. If it's Burke's money, don't buy it. If it's your money, go right ahead. It's all up to you. Hey, I want to show you my new desk. I got an up desk the other day. Now, I went originally to IKEA, and you guys swore to me that I could put this thing together. And it didn't have all the parts.
I said I would be very disappointed if you couldn't.
For 6 months, that desk has been half assembled in my office. I finally gave up, and I went to updesk.com. Actually, it was Paul Thurrott who recommended this to me. His buddy, his co-author, Rafael Rivera, bought one. Now, this is an interesting idea. It's a very simple desk. In fact, if you look at it, it's a simple pedestal desk. You can get them a variety of sizes. I got the biggest, which is a 72-inch, 6-foot-long desk. It's laminate. It's not solid wood. But it is well constructed. It came unassembled. I had to put it together, but it took me only a couple of hours to do so with a simple screwdriver. It was not difficult. What I did like came with lots of parts, very clear instructions, and extras like cable ties. But look at this. It also comes with a motor. The up desk goes up and it goes down. It goes down as low as 27 inches. So it's a perfect seated desk. And when you want to stand up, you can. It goes even a little bit higher than I need it to. And I would guess that even somebody like Jason Howell, who's a little bit taller than I am, would have no trouble using this as a standing desk. We've all heard about the idea of standing up at your desk. It really is great. I know a lot of lawyers do it. In fact, I think it was first used in law offices in the 19th century. But it is a great way to work, but you may not always want to stand up. In fact, I get a little tired by the end of the day, maybe when I get home from work. I'm not sure I want to work standing up. So it's great to have a desk that can adjust. The motor is smooth. It's quiet. It's flawless. The up desk is great. Now, the prices range depending. They also make desks that are manually cranked. If you want to save a few hundred dollars, you can get a manual desk. The longer desks, show us the pricing there, and you can see. And it also comes with a variety of accessories and a variety of colors as well. I did not try the crank desk because I'm lazy. I wanted a motor. But you can go down to $650 for the crank version. I paid $90.99 for my maple 7-foot up desk. That's what it was, not 6, 7 feet, 72 inches, $9.99. And I am very happy. On the pro side, easy to assemble, works very well. It's silent. It adjusts to any height in between its top range and its bottom range, 27 inches to about 100, 5 inches. It really varies depending on how much carpet you have. Actually, what does it say? 42 inches. It's taller than I can get, taller than I could use it. My arms aren't over my head, but they were a little bit too high to use. It will hold as much as 300 pounds. It was plenty of power for my 27-inch display, some USB ports, an in-and-out box, things, the kinds of things you'd put on your desk. No problem at all. Never labors. Now, I have a tip for you. The first time I used it, as I was raising the desk, everything got pulled off because the cords, the power cords weren't long enough. So my lamp, my USB port, everything went flying. So my So Jeff Needles gave me a good tip, and this I will pass along to you. And they give you some straps and stuff. Screw a power supply into the bottom of the desk. Have that one cord going there and everything else plugged into the power supply. Power supply goes up and down with the desk. The only cord that has to be long enough is one, the power supply cord. Job over. Very nice desk. Easy to assemble. Really works well. Quiet motor. The only negative might be the price, although I've seen motorized standing desks from companies like Anthrocart that are maybe three times as much.
Is
so,
it pneumatic? Is it a worm? Is it?
You're
a...
asking me more than I really know.
Sorry.
It could be a worm gear. It feels pneumatic, to be honest with you. It feels very very soft. Maybe it says in the specs. I don't know.
Me both.
I don't know. It's very quiet. Does it say pneumatic? It's electronic, programmable.
Electric
so I should mention.
Mechanism. That could be all the three.
It could be anything, yeah. Now, I do want to mention they have, it looks like it might be automatic. Like there's some buttons on the side right there on the right that show you, there's a readout that shows you how many inches you've set it for. And then there's four programmable buttons. The left two are up and down. You can program those four buttons to a specific height. However, in order to avoid doing things like accidentally throwing people in the air or suddenly settling on your knees, you have to continually hold the button down for it to get to that pre-programmed height. So I find that programmed heights weren't that useful. I just pressed up till it was where I wanted it, pressed down till it was where I wanted it. It doesn't move real fast, but it fast enough so that you don't feel like you're waiting forever to get there. I love it, and I cannot recommend it more highly. Updesk.com. Anywhere from $649 for the manual edition to $1,000 for the motorized 72-inch that I purchased. Highly recommended. I say bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this edition of Before You Buy. We thank you for being here. We thank our reviewers, Burke McQuinn, Iaz Akhtar, Shannon Morse, Justin Robert Young. Have I left anybody out? I always feel like Leo Laporte.
Good guy.
He's okay. He's getting old, but, you know, otherwise I like him. He gets the job done still, you know. If you want to get us to review something, just email byb@twit.tv. We have full-length versions of all our reviews on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. And you can always download episodes of Before You Buy after the fact. Full episodes at twit.tv/byb. I always forget to mention this, but I will. You'll find many of our Before You Buy picks on our website, twit.tv. And if you buy it through those links, we get a little Amazon affiliate fee and it helps defray the costs here at the Twit Brick House, which are many and varied. So thank you so much in advance for your support. That's twit.tv. The Twit picks there have a lot of the things that we have reviewed and picked on this show. Not stuff we don't pick. It doesn't make it there. Just stuff we like. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. I forgot. You gotta watch Before You Buy. See you next time.